I'm paid to believe in what I can see. Okay, I don't actually get paid, pero it's the principle of the thing, ¿entiendes? Anyway, all I'm trying to say is that I'm mad observant. It's kind of my thing. Pero that place I saw last week was nuts. Straight tontería, you feel me? I was just trying to finish my movie, inform the masses, and maybe score some extra credit to start off the eighth grade, but now everything is upside down. And I mean that last part literally. Wait. I'm doing that thing that I hate in other people's films, starting in the middle. So let's rewind and run the whole thing back. It was all good just a week ago. I woke up in my usual bed in the house with yellow walls and a blue fence on Tomlin Avenue. Now, I'm saying blue fence because it's been passably CTA blue my whole life, but it hasn't ever been all the way blue. Ever since I can remember, we've lived here, behind this chain-link fence with peeling paint that mommy always means to repaint but never actually does. Even when I was super little, it had tiny nicks and cuts in it from where mi hermana, Lorena, would jump over it to ride bikes down the block, or from the dents we made playing baseball. All my life, through this fence, I've been watching people from the block ride down the street. People like our neighbor Manuel, driving by between his gigs playing guitar with a bachata band and his job making light bulbs at the local factory. According to mommy, our family and Manuel must be the only Dominicans in all of Chicago. Most folks here are Latinx. That's the gender-neutral version Lorena learned in college. I like the word, and it's pretty easy to say once you get the hang of it. But most people here are Mexican or Puerto Rican, like my best friend Celeste. That reminds me, my name is Pilar Violeta Ramirez. That's Pilar. Say it right, or don't say it at all. ¿Entiendes? For 12 years straight, everybody and their mom, even their cousins, have been mispronouncing my name. As a result, the vice principal of my grammar school told mommy I have patience issues, which is slander. I'm super patient. A good director has to be. I'm just not patient with people who think my family would ever name a little Dominican girl Pillar and send her out into the world. Because when I say it that way, it doesn't make any sense. Right? Speaking of things not making sense, let me bring it back to the day my whole life changed. I woke up one morning in Chicago and went to sleep that night on a magic island. That morning, my best friend Celeste wasn't around. Her family had moved to Milwaukee because the rent in Chicago has been going up and up since I was a baby. Most of the people I'd grown up with were gone. Some live in cheaper parts of the city, some got new jobs in another state, but no matter the start of the story, the end is the same. They ain't here no more. It feels like the music has been leaking out of our block a bit more each month, with each dweeby-looking white kid who moves into the buildings that used to be Marcelo's crib or Vanessa Martinez's apartment. Developers even tore down the old factory, the one where Lorena hit her first home run on the roof, which was super cool, even for her, to build a medical insurance building. Boring, no character, no story at all. It's basically just us now, me and Abuela and Mommy, bracing behind our shabby old blue fence, facing new building after new building. Under their breath, the invaders say we're the immigrants, pero as long as I've known what home is, we've been right here. They're colonizers who use credit cards to put their name on things they don't even understand. One day, the colonizers are going to be the subject of my next documentary. Them and the America they built on top of mine. That morning, there wasn't any music and there wasn't any Celeste. But I had a job to do, and I was gonna do it. You see, Abuela brought mommy over from Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, back in 1957, when this real slime ball, Trujillo, ran the whole island. We don't really talk about him in history class, but that dude was a special kind of evil. Murder, torture, genocide on Haiti, and violence against women that makes mommy and Abuela flinch when they talk about it. You name a bad thing, and Trujillo and his goons were up to their eyeballs in it.